Come le sente? Come le sente? We got Cody's Cafe here. Where the fuck? Where's Noel?
He's not here yet.
What the hell? I put in all this effort into my own cart here, and he doesn't even show up for it. We got Cody's Eats here. The ultimate space diner. Looks like I just have beer. I just offer Miller Lite. Perverted family special? What the hell is that? Okay, I gotta admit, I outsourced the menu, so I don't really know what's on here. But perverted family special is first. What is that? What the fuck is happening now? What is that?
Whoops. Sorry. Sorry, Sorry.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, my bad. Oh, my bad, dude. I started a new business.
No, I started a new business.
Oh, fuck. No, I got the bike. It physically was, like, taxing, so I... Shit, man, I'm sorry.
Where did you even get this?
Straight from Italy, man. I got a ton back here, man. The storage is awesome.
I'm here. Pissed. I'm pissed off. You know the lengths I had to
juice?
Go through?
What is it? A little lobster juice?
We have lobster juice?
Mad Dog 4040, but it's...
It's called lobster juice? This is awesome.
Oh, look. I'm even sponsored by Erewhon. sorry, dude. Smells good in here, right?
Yeah, it smells awesome. Love another carbon monoxide episode. Perfect. You have everything I like. What the fuck do I have? Perverted Family Special and Miller Lite? That's all I'm offering.
Let's see what you got, dude. In beer we trust. You don't even serve beer, dude. Oh, wait, you do.
I do, yeah, it's
oh,
right there.
Fuck.
It's all the right, only thing
it,
I serve.
Okay,
none of this shit
back,
is
wait.
Working.
Put it back.
You know the lengths I had to go through to get this? To set up this business? I spun up a whole LLC.
I'm sorry, man,
And you gotta show me up with this fucking thing? What even is this?
It's a Piaggio Ape 50.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's catalyzed too. It helps on the smell.
Well, can I get a latte? Or what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, let's all do right, it. Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, guys? This is the TMT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
So-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens!
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
You know, after last week's, I was lightheaded for like 3 hours afterwards.
Yeah, well.
And it's going to be another one of those.
Yep. I mean, this
driving
thing.
Home just faded as hell.
Yeah.
Off the exhaust.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it stinks again.
Yeah. This smells good.
I can't believe that you did this.
If they had a cologne of this, I'd wear it.
Go-kart.
Just cosplaying. That's what I'm going to sell, man. I'm going to sell a male cosplaying kit.
Yeah.
Where it's got a go-kart stench. And a little tub of like some black dye
you can dip your fingertips in there and rub it on your hands to make it look like you've been working on cars all day.
Yeah. What about like candles that smell like power tools and shit like that?
Yeah.
That would be sick, actually. That's not a bad idea for like a joke company.
Yeah, thanks.
That's pretty good. And then you could do like makeup tutorials where you're like getting your hands dirty.
Imagine if.
Wait, are you doing it?
No.
Oh. Unless.
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 You never know. I mean, guy like me.
Oh, they already fucking did it. Hardware store. That's funny. See? We should invent this. So yeah, you really showed me up this morning.
Why? So you do you want to invent that so you can finally know what it's like to go outside of your house?
No, I want to know what it's like to be a real man that that does this shit. Yeah. You know,
in the form of a candle.
It goes to Home Depot and isn't scared of it. Oh, by the way, we're on a brand new planet today.
Yeah, looks good.
Speaking of leaving home,
yeah,
we actually landed on planet Gorgon
Cock 4? And Ball.
Cock and, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
Cock and Ball 4.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful, electric. I would say.
Yeah. No, just kidding. We're at Outside Lands.
Yeah, we're both on shrooms right now.
Nah, we just dropped in the middle of Outside Lands. Yeah. And that's just whatever the coolest DJ is right now. That's just his video wall back there.
No way. Who? Who are you pumped to see?
DJ
Khaled.
Yes. Yeah.
DJ Khaled.
Khaled. Yeah.
Call me Asparagus. Have you watched any like compilations of him?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny.
The one that killed me recently.
Call me Asparagus.
What? The roses are red one. Someone edited it so there's no punchline.
Wait, what does he say?
He's like, roses are red. Violets are blue. And it just shows him like walking in a circle and he never completes it.
The best one is him going, and this is called what? And this is called what? And this is called, and she's like, and that's like bacon, eggs, and perhaps what is this called? And perhaps what is this? That's water. It's so good. He's asking his chef like what the shit on his plate is.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Wouldn't it be awesome if one day he just Andy Kaufman'd us all?
Like,
oh, I just coffee cummed my
throat. Oh.
Yep, just like that.
Oh. Oh, man, you didn't watch that video I sent you. Did you?
I waited. I'm going to wait.
Okay. Did you click on it? Did you see the thumbnail or anything?
I waited to watch it because everyone's like, you guys don't make videos together anymore. So that's how they sound in the comments.
You know, I'll never make videos anymore. As we do all the time.
Yeah, so I waited to watch it with you.
Okay, but we're going to have to, like for a video? Or you want to watch it on here?
We're going to watch it on here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We might have to do it in the bonus. If we do it on the main, we're going to have to censor it. And it might get us age restricted. But yeah, it's
for those of you that are wondering, it's that lady with her big ol' ass, big ol' derriere in the air, and her Mega Man boots on, those designer Astro Boy boots, and she's...
So you did watch it?
I just watched the first 3 seconds.
Okay.
And she's fucking doing a Captain Falcon kick into that guy's balls.
And it is so good.
Yeah.
And I went to her profile. I dug through the thing, found her profile, clicked that.
You clicked the Google link.
Just because I was doing more research for other videos to find.
Right.
And there's more of her. She had like a session.
Mm.
That was like a dominatrix session.
Right. So then you went to her Google link and her profile, the Google form. You filled it out.
Like yeah, so then
availability.
Monday,
Thursday,
yes,
Saturday.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, first I went to her OnlyFans, signed up.
Yeah.
Highest tier.
Gay flex. Okay, Adam Jockel. Yeah, just showing you my favorite OnlyFans creator of the week. Signed up to I don't fucking know. Eva Star 7, highest tier.
Oh, she's great.
Highest tier.
Highest tier.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing to jack off to. She's a great person to masturbate to. 10 out of 10.
Have you been watching his stuff recently?
Nah,
He's getting a little bit more comfortable in front of the camera. He's kind of like,
shit.
He's doing more of these faces.
Oh.
He's doing a lot more of these.
Oh.
At the end.
Got it.
Like, he's really like, you know, he's flexing his sort of like thirst trap muscles a little bit. Literally and figuratively. But like, you can tell he's like starting to like spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I think he's now at the point where he's like, damn, Starbucks reviews are good for a certain amount of time. Now I got to start being creative.
Interesting. Well, I mean, I'm excited to see where he takes it.
Yeah. Same.
Here at our favorite TikToker of the week, we got Adam Jockel showing some real promise. Actually, no, rewind. This is like a stock investment segment.
Yeah.
But on creator.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
You know, so, Adam showing a lot of positive momentum, if I would say.
I like him. I like the stock.
You would say?
I'd say it's a big buy from me.
Yeah. Invest your likes in Adam.
Your life's savings is what he meant to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Likes.
Because this boy is going to the moon.
Wasn't it great when Mr. Beast was like, yeah.
Sorry, I had to end it with one of these.
Mm-hmm. I want to see this jaw hinge you're talking about.
It's, oh man, there's one. Do you want to watch one of them?
Yeah, Jockel jaw hinge. Yeah, there
the
we
Jockel
go.
Jaw hinge. It's his signature move.
You know, girls are going to walk up to, women are going to walk up to him in bars and be like, you're hinge. Fucking weird. Do that Jockel jaw hinge.
Do
thing.
The Jockel jaw hinge. We love it. This one's, isn't this like 3 minutes long? So this is a long one.
Bro, he got them shorts like diaper tight. Dude, he has a fupa on his dick.
What?
Look at that. That doesn't look like a fupa?
A dick fupa?
He's got a dupa.
A da fupa?
Yeah.
He got da fupa.
He got da fupa. Ever since you learned how to pronounce djembe, you got that D in front of...
da fupa.
Yeah, da fupa.
He got da fupa.
Yeah. I take the coffee with da fupa. I watch the TikTok and I drink da fupa. The coffee while I watch da fupa. I'm just saying, isn't that like kind of tight?
It is, but V-ing he likes off. To keep it high and tight.
That's okay. That's not hate.
That's his style. He likes to keep it tight.
That's just purely an observation. I think it's smart. You got a big you got a big dong in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know he's
hello.
He's harboring something down there.
I mean, or not.
With that confidence, you can't have that like just ignorant confidence without having a big old dongle.
Or it's the inverse. You might have a small ass dick and you go, I got nothing to lose, gang.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The
yeah.
worst she can say is ill.
Yeah.
I say the same thing.
Yeah. You know? That's true. But then I feel like you'd be trying more. He doesn't even try. He's just like naturally just like confident.
It's true. Yeah. Well, let's see if we can get this Jockel jaw hinge.
Start off a new little series. Ooh. It's going to be Cooking with Adam. So almost like my own little Food Network show. I'm basically going to cook some of my favorite dishes and try some new recipes. So tonight's dish is going to be fettuccine bolognese. This is my absolute favorite Italian dish. I love it. I'm particular about it. So I'm going to try this new recipe. It's from the Modern Proper. It's all about simplicity. So I'm looking for a dish that's easy to make, but it's going to be delicious. So let's go.
That shit is ace. That is ace.
Can I say something?
What?
That was a 28-second monologue. No cuts.
That's what I'm saying.
That I think is the... That's
definition
the
of talent.
Yep. I think that's the thing that people are magnetized to. How can a guy seemingly so regular also be just so put together?
Yeah.
You know how many cuts the rest of people his age require?
Yeah.
And they're not even half as genuine.
That's a good point.
And I was like,
that is actually a really good point. It's pretty rare that you see a 30-second uncut monologue.
And that was just
and like a you know, like full body shot too, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's being bold.
It's not from down here. It's not from here. It's just set up the camera, full body shot.
He takes four steps back.
Yep.
And he's like, no teleprompter. Just going to give it to you how it is. Adam Jockel here. I'm going to start a new little segment here, almost like my own little Food Network show. It's going to be Cooking with Adam. And today, like, everyone's like, God damn.
Alfredo, I'm very particular about it.
Yeah.
I also am harboring a huge dong, by the way.
You don't have to say it.
Yeah. He shows it.
He just shows it, yeah. Yeah, he shows it. Yeah.
He's so high and tight.
Yo, Cooking with Adam does that whole monologue, just cuts to the marinara. He's got his fucking dick in.
This is going to be a cool 20, you know.
No, it's just laying in it. It's just laying on the side. He doesn't even notice it. Whoops.
Then pops up. He's like, you get out of there. For the ladies only. But you can look.
All right, keep going. Rip.
Okay, so I laid out all the ingredients for my
fettuccine bolognese. Just passes over a horse's head. Just to get... Blood all over the countertop.
The comments are just like, looks so good.
Yeah.
Love you, Adam.
Did you cut off
Dude,
a horse's
I'm so
head?
In love with you. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Just not a single one. Or like, are people not noticing that?
Either that or they're just making puns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my, or I don't know.
What?
I like it better if they just don't acknowledge it. It just pens right over. And they're like, yum, I'm gonna try this with my kids.
So good. I'm Italian and my family would love this.
Yeah. And then some millennial mom trying to be an influencer.
Today we're doing the Adam Jockel pasta. Let's go.
And then she just shows the ingredients. It's her kids screaming. Just a pig's head.
Couldn't quite afford a horse, so we got a yeah. pig.
It was a little tough to get this pig head.
Anyway.
As you can see, it's pretty simple. There's not a whole lot of ingredients. There's ground beef, ground pork. I'm trying out this carbon marinara sauce.
Carbon. He knows what he's doing with that.
Simple version of the bolognese sauce, so that's what I'm going for tonight. Okay, so the first thing you want to do after you heat up the pan with the olive oil is you want to saute the vegetables. So chop off the celery, chop off the onions, toss in the carrots. So I'm personally using less carrots and celery than the recipe calls for, just a personal preference. Don't be afraid to experiment and try things out. Also, I'm going to start heating up the water for my pasta.
There.
There.
You see?
Okay, so after.
Do you see how hard that shit fucking hits?
He knew what he did right there. Let's go. That's a little O face.
Yeah.
I like that weird jaw thing you do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You treat me right, I might do it more.
That's what I'm saying.
You might maybe make me do it all night.
Yeah.
Carbone. Damn.
We could carbone later. Let me pick you up in my car.
Adam, if you're saying this, Cody's just jealous he can't be you.
I'm not jealous. I actually genuinely love his videos.
Yeah, no. No, I know. I know. I just wanted to know that.
They are a mystery, but they're so like original and just a breath of fresh air.
Because you know what it is, man? It usually someone has to be, I find. I feel like someone is usually 45 and naive to the internet to put themselves on this way.
Yeah.
So it's pretty great to see a guy who's not just Gen Z Zoomer online as fuck.
Yeah.
Hella edits, white text.
Yeah.
You know, hardwired.
Yeah.
Headset microphone, like
clipping it. This is aesthetic.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm just a dude.
It's like he was Amish.
Yeah.
And this is his like Rumspringer. Like he's just getting into the internet.
Yeah. People are like, you can like make edits and share videos and stuff. He's like, I'd love to show people what pasta I like.
Yeah. Yeah. And what Starbucks drinks to order.
But even though he was Amish, he still knows about Alex Earl.
Yeah. 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 I mean, he's done his research.
Yeah. He's Amish. He's not stupid.
Okay, so after sautéing the vegetables, I added in my ground beef and the ground pork. I'm using 80-20 beef for this.
80-10 beef and then 10% horse meat?
Or are you just doing this in the horse? Dude, it's a big pot and the horse head is just like spinning in it and he's just mixing it around. First thing I like to do is just kind of sous vide the beef a little bit.
My potion.
Yeah, it's a pseudo sous vide.
Stirring up my potion here. Yeah.
Pseudo sous vide, just to get the beef going.
You want to get a nice browning on the meat. So, apologize in advance for not having level cinematography. I'm improvising. So
Adam, stop it.
Oh, you see the jaw hinge at the end of that one?
No. Run it back.
Improvising, so doing the best I can right now.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Hits that shit. It's
serving, awesome. Man.
I love it. I love it. Look at
he knows what he's doing with that frame.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing with that frame.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you like that shit?
Yeah.
Like the way I fucking...
And the humbleness too.
Yeah.
Right after, like, sort of the self aware, like, yeah. Sorry, I know my videos aren't Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Serving it, man.
I know. I love it. Yeah. By the way, we're not making fun of him.
We are.
No, we're not.
I mean, this is by definition making fun, but it's a light teasing.
Okay. That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bully him.
No.
Because I genuinely enjoy his content. I go to his profile like every day now.
This is your Mark
He
Wayne?
Was my TikToker of the week on this show.
He's your TikToker.
But in my real life,
year.
He's my TikToker of the year. I keep tabs on. I give like little personal awards.
Yeah. You're like, this
words.
Is words. Yeah, I'm struggling to think of any O words. Yeah, I had this beautiful, beautiful Italian woman over last night. Made her orgasm.
After she ate some of my carbon.
Yeah. No.
Orgasm.
Orgasm. It's just that.
Is this a Maryland accent?
I don't know.
It's the jockle. Just the jockle? The yeah. jockle accent? Yeah.
He's like a... it's the voice you picture, yeah, of like a super, in my mind, some like super rich upstate person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just think that the, like, you know how like the Philly thing is water or whatever?
Yeah.
I feel like it's that sort of thing. Like the
Maryland? Yeah, maybe. I don't know, because Baltimore is like, nah. Baltimore accent, I'm confusing the DMV area.
Well, carbon.
Yeah.
Orgasm.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. What the, yeah.
Okay, so one thing to keep in mind, especially when you're using like an 80-20 ground beef for more fat, you're going to get a lot of grease, so I'm not going to show it, but I'm definitely going to be draining the meat along the way, so it's good.
Draining the meat? Oh, draining the meat. He knows what he's doing. He's for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I take it back, man.
I'm going to drain the meat.
You
want right
to take
now.
A peek of the meat? Yeah, you do.
Okay, so I got a good browning on my meat. So now I'm going to toss yeah. in the whole jar of marinara sauce.
You got a good browning on my meat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Never used this carbonara marinara sauce before, so we'll see how it goes. And then we're going to mix it in. So then I'm gonna
I don't know how exciting this is for the audio listeners, but maybe we should get off this. But.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I do have another one.
Another ad?
I don't want to spend... No, another TikToker of the week. I don't want to spend the whole thing. But I feel like you're going to like this, and it's different to stuff we normally watch.
Okay.
It's kind of similar to that guy that walks in the car dealership and like pretends like he works there.
Oh, okay.
It's that style.
Okay.
Hidden camera.
All right.
But right. it's like, you know, I like
tasteful. My name, Victoria.
Yeah. I like tasteful hidden camera videos where it's like no one is harmed. It's yeah. just like no one's like a victim. It's just yeah. like funny interactions, you know?
So this is a new version of Bobby Holiday.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the industrial version.
Oh.
I will say.
Let's go.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm late, man.
Oh, this guy. Yep.
I said,
I've seen
sorry,
him.
I'm
yeah.
late.
What are you talking about?
Johnny.
Talking about.
It's Johnny. I got the 6.5-inch cables for you guys.
Oh, wait. Pause it for a second.
I was coming.
Pause it. I do have to give credit to Sam on this. Mm. He's going to fucking kill me if I don't mention his name. I'll right. never hear the end of it.
Right.
Why? So the person who showed me this video was Sam Schatz, my good friend, my dear friend, one of my best friends.
Let's cut that out.
Do not cut it out.
I'm joking.
I'll never Sam hear the end
Gary.
Of it.
Shout out Sam and Gary.
Full credit to you, man. Mm. I love you dearly, and you showed me this video. And you're the reason why I'm playing this right now on the podcast. All right, go ahead.
Let's not play the video.
Nope, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Who's running this shit?
Who's God running? Gross?
Yeah, you got his number?
Yeah.
Put him on the phone, please. I'm Johnny Hamcheck. I got the 6.5-inch cables that you guys need.
Okay.
To finish this fucking job. Nobody ever knows what the fuck's going on in this business, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Siri, call Josh Gross.
Pause it. One of the comments, that's like the top comment, was like 30 seconds in and we already have Josh Gross on the phone.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah.
Josh Gross, mobile.
Six. Thank God I found you.
All right. I'm with Corner, but I'm doing something totally different.
I know what you do.
How you know?
Cause you train me.
Hey Josh, you got what is it?
Ham check.
Ham check here with some 6-inch cables or something.
Six and a half.
Six and a half.
You know what we're talking about?
You talking to me?
Yeah. A guy named Ham. A guy named
Josh. It's Johnny. Yeah. It's Johnny Hamcheck. What are you up to?
Nothing.
Hey, is Balboni still running this shit or what?
Balboni?
Yeah, Steve.
No.
Steve the.
Steve Welker?
Yeah, well, he's the one that sent me over here, and I got a backpack full of fucking cables, and I need to give them to. What's your name again?
Kurt.
I'm gonna give them to Kurt. I just need you to put it down that I dropped them off and tell Balboni. Okay. Just tell Balboni that I'm done working with him, all right?
Do you know who this guy is, Josh?
I do not.
What are you doing, sleeping over there? It's me, Johnny, project manager.
I don't know who it is.
All right, let me find out. He might be in the wrong place.
All right.
Later, man. You sure it's for Corna?
Corna?
Yeah.
No, I'm looking for Tough Knuckles. Tommy Tough Knuckles out of New York City.
You're in the wrong place,
brother.
Are you
shitting me?
No, we're with Corner Cocosing.
Dude, the guy I'm looking for looks exactly like you, yeah. Though, Kurt. Yeah. 4'1". He's got the same wiry shit.
Yeah.
The same wiry shit you do up top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same wiring shit you do up top. Yeah, yeah. I saw the one where he walked into that guy in the Home Depot and was like, I bashed that dude's head in with a hammer.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's so good. It's
Amcheck, man.
Steve Balboni is just the perfect name. I've never heard a name more perfect than that.
Oh, I love how he just cycles through those three names.
Did you see his slot one though?
Oh, with the guy,
the dude with the crazy eyes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That thing.
I can't believe we never watched that on the show.
I felt bad
watching that.
Yeah, I don't know. That dude was tweaking out of his head.
It's very us though.
It is. It is.
I do kind of get like that.
And it's I'm a fool of shit sitting here acting like I have morals and stuff, you know, like I did laugh at like five people getting fucking cinched in a submarine, so.
True. I mean, I want to explain it though. Like this guy was like full going like OCD. Like he's playing slots.
Yeah.
And just like all the shit that we talk about like rubbing the machine and stuff, he was doing that times 5,000.
Yeah. No, that guy was like on meth.
And he was on meth.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like the shit he was doing, it was like he clearly had a method going.
Yeah.
Like he would hit some bonus spins.
Yeah.
And he was like rubbing the
screen.
The screen. Like when he wanted like the bonus to show up, he would like rub the screen like this. And Johnny Hamcheck is standing there like, oh, fuck, man. You haven't
hit another.
Shit.
Do another.
I've been watching you for a while. You haven't hit shit.
Do another. Yeah, yeah. I just, you know. Yeah, I wonder if the one with the Home Depot and the hammer hit is here. Yeah, I like the slot scraper.
Yeah, that's it. That's him right there. That's him.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Maybe, yeah.
There's nothing to listen to. I'm just worried about the audio listeners, man. All right, let me commentate this for you. All right, so the opening frame, if you're listening on audio, it's a big dick and balls. No. If you ever like wanted to walk into a person's RGB keyboard, that's what it looks like. There's a little man in there. Basically looks like one of us with a dad hat sitting in front of a slot machine. All right, so Johnny Hamcheck is approaching what is soon to be, discovered as the slot scraper.
Ooh, nice hit, man. I've been watching you for a while.
All right, so he's smacking the top of the machine.
Rubbing the screen. He's doing circles on the screen.
And then spin away.
Let's go. Come on.
The slot scraper.
What a... He claps his hands.
He's getting frustrated that he's not hitting the bonuses. And when they do show up. See?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this guy has taken at least a half gram of methamphetamine.
Yeah.
And I think what he thinks he can do is push the... It's a digital slot machine. And every time the reels spin, I think he thinks he can push the reel back up.
No, it's not that. He's just doing it because it's like a lucky thing.
I thought he was doing it because it looks like when the bonus comes down and if it's like traveling past the bottom, I thought he was trying to push it back up.
I know. I think he's rubbing the things for luck.
Got it. Got it.
Okay. Like once the bonus, you know, like once three rows show up and then you're like, fuck, I only need one more row. That's why he's doing that.
Yeah.
Let me see one. He's scraping it.
Cody would know because Cody's also a slot scraper.
This is what I'm saying. I feel that. I'm like, I've been here before, you know?
Yeah, you want to fucking slot scrape.
You know what's
scrape?
Funny is like, I empathize with him because like Johnny Hamcheck is kind of like chirping him a little bit.
Yeah.
He comes up, he's like, you haven't had shit yet.
Yeah.
If I was that guy, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Don't get out of here, dude. You're ruining my luck. Yeah, the scraping was working before, and now it's not because you're chirping me.
Yeah.
It's just the last shot in this is...
This music, man.
We can just AI it, right?
Yeah, we could. This guy's going
there
nuts.
He is.
Oh, yeah. He's scraping the screen, dude. Oh, he is up on it, man.
Wait.
Holy, that... Okay. So just quickly, the same way like Smeagol looks at the ring, that's how this guy looks at the slot screen. If you're listening on audio, it's your drunken uncle who stopped eating in 1988 and just only consumed...
Switched to meth.
Yeah, switched to a little, like, occasional meth. Occasional pookie. I'm not going to say meth. You know, he's just a little pookie hit. and then beer and cigarettes is his diet. And now he's hinging. Man, this is pure addiction.
We
got to
get
right
the last frame here.
Oh. Holy shit.
So is that a hit? Is that why
so.
He's doing that?
I think
his
so.
His face kind of says, who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah. The slot scraper now has made eye contact with Johnny Hamcheck. And Johnny Hamcheck, I think he puts on like, you know, he's a guy that's unfazed. But I bet you if we interviewed Johnny Hamcheck,
you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. Out of all his moments,
fuck.
I would wager this one. Johnny Hamcheck would come clean and go, yeah, when he looked at me like that, I was scared.
I was scared.
Yeah. I think I barked up the wrong tree.
I wouldn't want to fuck with this guy.
No, a guy looking at me like this? Dude, I wouldn't even let him get his head turned. I would see those eyes from profile. I'd be fucking out of there.
You couldn't really see them from profile, though. That's
no,
the
I'm,
point.
What I'm saying is he's like scraping and they're kind of obfuscated. And the moment if I got like a 3/4 angle of those pupils, I'd be out. I'd be out.
Bye.
Hey.
Hit it. Man.
Oh, what a rush that is.
Sorry. Yeah.
Enough about gambling.
Oh.
What the hell was that? It's okay. How's your weekend?
How was my weekend? It was hot outside.
It was hot.
It was hot.
This weekend.
Yeah.
I want to see what this is.
Is lobster juice?
Is this grenadine?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't.
You don't know?
I don't know. Oh, it's the syrup for the snow cone juice, yeah.
Okay.
You can dabble that, actually, on cocaine, too.
Snow cone juice.
Yeah.
I see.
So when you sniff it, it's got a taste. Oh, cherry. That's what they need to do to cocaine, man.
They do that.
Is that,
yeah,
is that a
that's
thing?
Real. You can get, like, strawberry scented. I've never done it, but I've seen it.
That's not fair. If it smells good, you accidentally do a bump.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh.
I mean, how often do you snort random flavored powders?
No, I just mean like, you know, if there's like a bowl of it. You're at a big old sex party. There's a bowl of it.
And you're like, what is this?
And you're just popping flavored by to see your boys. And you're like, what's that nice smell? Is this Fun Dip?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you snort Fun Dip?
You might give it a whiff.
Like, what else do you do with it?
Yeah.
You eat it. Oh. Yeah. I've been doing it wrong.
Man, Fun Dip.
I just had one.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just had one 2 days ago.
Zin does not count.
No, it was not a Zin. Fun Dip. That's good.
That's good.
It was a real Fun Dip.
What flavor?
I think it was just what? The blue one.
The blue, yeah. Yeah.
But I dipped the stick in there,
mm-hmm,
and it broke.
Oh.
So I ate the stick, and then I just emptied the powder into my mouth.
Smart.
That's good. That's so good. I don't know.
I remember some kid in junior high telling me that they liked. Yeah, people used to do this. Remember when people would snort pixie sticks?
Yeah, remember that.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't seen a pixie stick in forever.
Mm-hmm.
They make those things anymore?
Pull your pants down.
Just long and skinny.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a 45 inch stick. That's half a centimeter wide.
A centimeter circumference.
What if you had like a lobotomy penis like that and it ended up being like the perfect penis?
What do you mean?
Like, what if it just like got to like a G spot or something
like
that
it
was
perfectly
hit. It's just
target.
So precise.
Oh, yeah. And it was, yeah. Yeah.
And porn just like fell on its head. It was no longer about the thicks.
Yeah.
It's just this one guy with the syringe dick. And it just one poke.
Syringe. Oh.
Sorry. Yeah.
Not that skinny.
It's the pixie stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the love doctor. That'd be his thing. Yeah. Yeah. And then he penetrates a lady.
The kebab.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And he penetrates a lady, and it's just a one-in, like, matrix jack where he just, like, gets in there. She's like, oh!
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like a reset button on things. Yeah. We have to, like, you need something super thin.
You gotta get
it's
your like SIM that. Card out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like,
ah! Yeah, just convulsing. She's speaking a different language. Her eyes are like slot machine reels. They're just repeatedly just ding, 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 ding. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. And he's the slot scraper.
Yeah. And then he pulls out. It's like a 1 minute process. And she's like a totally new woman after that. Yeah, anyway, snorting a pixie stick.
What'd you do this weekend?
Yeah, what the fuck? I can't remember anything past like 12 hours anymore. I don't know what's happened to me. I can't remember anything.
Did you get that checked out, probably?
Yeah, I probably have dementia.
Yeah. Actually, see this. I linked this tweet. Can you click the community note one? Did you see this?
Oh, the
most insane community note of all time?
Yeah. Let's read it out loud. Folks, this is a good one. So if you're not on Twitter, which you may not be, you're a loser. But so this guy posted on Twitter. He said, invited a Colombian woman on vacation without meeting her first. Now
we're getting married.
We are getting married.
And it's a picture of them standing in front of something.
Yeah, Cody, why don't you, you're a cultural expert. Why don't
what
you go
is
ahead
it?
And inform us what that is.
What
no,
is
no,
it?
No, you're the one that knows.
It's some sort of rock.
Yep. That's a good start.
Sure.
Yeah. That is a great start.
Wait,
okay, Luke is looking up furries with big breasts. let's stay on topic, Luke.
Wait, how did you do that? What feature is that?
So you can search images on Google with Google Lens, and then you can focus on certain parts of the image. You can also find out like what hat she's wearing.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Old.
Yeah,
how did I not know this existed?
You haven't seen this?
No.
The fashion stuff especially is insane.
Oh, sorry, Noel. You're wondering what the thing behind them is. Well,
yeah.
It's actually the El Castillo.
Yeah.
Pyramid. Chichen Itza. It's Chichen Itza.
Yeah.
It's a very famous pyramid with a thing that you can walk up. And,
oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The history behind it is insane. So let me know if you want that sometime.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I would. Right now.
Okay.
Well, that's what's going to be great about AI when AR is put into a contact lens, everyone will become a Redditor. Yeah. And every first date is going to be horrible.
Okay.
Because everyone will know everything about everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
It'll just be this one-upping all the time.
I did see... You know what? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're and both they on Wikipedia.
Yeah, they both have just crazy information in their left eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this, if you're not on Twitter and you haven't used Twitter recently, because you know there are people without accounts that just refuse.
I deleted it. It actually made my life better. I swear to God. But sorry, keep going.
So in an effort to control information, or the spread of misinformation, there's like a community note feature that can be placed on a tweet to give the backstory if something's getting a little out of control.
But I don't know how it works.
I don't think anyone does. I think it's kind of a weird...
But sometimes it's just like a citation. It'll say like something about this tweet is wrong.
Yes.
Or like something additional information that you need to know. Yeah. And usually they're pretty like informative, actually.
Yeah.
And so this one, it's a guy.
There was that weird one where like Elon, there's the community note that was like Elon, in fact, does have the longest penis on Earth. And I thought that was kind of weird. I didn't think they needed to do that, but
actually having a pixie stick penis is cool.
Yeah, I don't know why they put that. He was just like tweeting about the Cybertruck. And community note: having a pixie stick penis is cool. And Elon has one, and it's like the first recorded and coolest. I don't know why they did that. Anyways, the community note on this guy posting a picture of the Colombian woman at the, what is it again?
This is the Castillo Ibiza. Sorry, Plataforma de Venus.
Mm.
Chichen Ibiza. So that's the one that they're standing in front of.
Right.
So like, by the way, as a reminder, the tweet says, invited a Colombian woman on vacation without meeting her first. Now we're getting married. And the community note says,
the user who posted this tweet is now charged with murdering the woman in question.
I mean, I'm not laughing at murder, but I'm laughing at the tweet.
Whoa.
Accused of killing DJ girlfriend? What? All right. This hits a little too close to home now. What? What?
Sorry, I'm just picturing you only having empathy for DJs now.
That was the joke.
There's a school shooting code. He's like, I don't care. Wait, it was at a music school? Did they get anywhere near the electronic? Oh my God, no. They shot up the electronic music arts building. Oh my God.
Bad joke. I do have, this is a sad situation. Oh, that last part is brutal. Apparently she was a headlining DJ.
That was good. Ooh, I liked that. That was good. 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 That was good.
No, this is actually brutal. That last sentence is fucking brutal.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not even going to read it.
It's fucking awful. Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. It's really fucked that there's a healthcare ad next to.
Yeah, seriously.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, and roses, too? What the fuck?
Oh, my man, screenshot that. That is just, that is really dystopian. Yeah.
Jinx.
We have to fuck.
What?
Well, you want to talk about absolute tragedy.
Yeah, that's definitely
you
what
just
you
keep
said.
Pushing it one layer further. Why don't we lighten the mood with something everyone cares about? Race cars.
Oh.
I'm remembering what I did this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a bit of a sports and movies weekend.
Okay.
Exciting stuff. Got up early on Sunday, watched the IndyCar race. And I went to, my Saturday was I went to the Korean market, got some Korean beef.
Ooh.
Loaded up, man.
I like that.
Yeah, loaded up.
Pre-marinated or?
Some pre-marinated.
Marinated.
Sorry, I'm having a stroke. Some pre-marinated, some not.
Okay.
You know, just some good old brisk.
Yeah.
Some Korean ice creams, snacks. Okay. Just went crazy.
Okay.
Ran it up at the Korean market.
Swipe the card.
Yeah. Some baby bok choy. Bok choy.
Bok choy.
Yeah. And then we tried to watch but I couldn't stay awake past 11. The father I am.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
And then, so I had to finish it on Sunday, but watched the IndyCar race on Sunday. And, you know, shout out to IndyCar. I know they're doing their best, but it's really crazy when you compare other racing series to Formula One.
Because it just sucks.
It's just, it's just the budget.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it seem like it's less, you know? As with everything,
yeah,
you know, it's like every sport has the premier league, and it makes other sports, even though they're good, it makes them look like they're somehow not up to a certain par.
Right, right.
But that Toronto race actually was IndyCar, man. Let me just say, that's scary shit.
Yeah.
Because in F1, they like pave the roads. You know, even if they do a street circuit, they lay down some pavement to make sure that the cars can grip. IndyCar.
So can that shit, like, go into the crowd?
I mean, any race, that can happen. No, like, they put the barriers up, it's fine. Trust me, I would love more than nothing for a clip of just a fucking wheel going into the crowd.
Damn.
No, I'm joking.
I think there is a clip of that, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty.
Hasn't that happened before?
That's definitely happened, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, but an IndyCar, at least in Toronto, dude. The track, it's just like they put the barriers up, like, all right, have at it. It's just in the fucking street. And these guys are like flat out just going over like a sewer pothole.
Jesus Christ.
The broadcasting is so casual. You're like, oh, almost lost it there. Just a fucking 19-year-old kid just.
Oh, almost died.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that was a close one.
Hey, man, back on the power. That was Steve Balboni there.
Coming up on Johnny Hamcheck in turn 4. Yeah, Hamcheck, he's been doing a lot. You know, Steve Balboni, they've been really trying to get the team together, you know, get this car going, move real fast. And, oh, out of left, Bobby Knuckles.
Tommy Tough Knuckles.
Yeah, Tommy Tough
out
Knuckles.
Out of New York City.
Yeah, that's more NASCAR.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that's on the edge, you know. I was thinking there needs to be a racing league where after they drive, they can get out and just fucking fight each other.
Yes. Yes,
like it's like
I would watch the
it's like
shit out of that.
Yeah, it's like Le Mans.
Yeah,
because in Le Mans they all have to run up to the car and then drive.
Okay,
so at the end of the race, you park in the grid position,
and run to the finish line.
No, then you run into a massive ring.
Oh, right.
And it's 21 like 20 man free for all.
So what's the point of the racing? Maybe you get like bonuses, or you get weapons if you come in first.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe you get to come in a little bit later. Close. Yeah,
yeah, or you get yeah. Later, that would make more sense.
Yeah, you get to come in like 5 or 10 minutes after everyone's fighting.
Yeah, when there's like one dude left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But maybe the point of the race is to see, it's like it's an endurance game. So that's the true winner.
Yeah.
You can do 80 laps in Toronto and then you can hop out the car and fight 19 guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking deserve
yeah.
the trophy.
That's sick. You should start that. Race boxing. No, no.
Nope. Going somewhere with that.
No, I take that back. That's not a good name for that. Race box.
No, you heard it here first, folks. Cody Ko wants to start
race
boxing.
Wars.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. He wants to start the race war. Dana White licking his lips.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. JK. Chess boxing, dude. Get out of here.
Yeah, if you do it like chess boxing, you could have them do a couple laps, then do a round. And then
I did
a
think of this. You know,
laps.
I was going to pilot this idea with Zach and Waleed.
What?
I was going to do kart boxing.
That's good.
I was going to have them do 5 laps, hop out, do one.
Although, I feel like the charm of chess boxing is it's so, like, the contrast is so insane.
Yeah.
But, like, racing is already kind of like fighting.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's just as intense.
Yeah.
But it would be kind of funny to watch someone get punched in the face and then they're like swerving.
Yeah. Yeah, they take like a fucking knockout blow.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to take
the
knee.
I'm fine. Give me my keys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, dude. Yeah,
no, dude. I don't think you're good, man. I'm fine.
They get dropped.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they take the knee and the ref's like, 7, yeah. 8, 9. I'm good.
I'm good. Give me my keys. Okay, here you go.
Okay. Yeah, and they get in the cart and they
just
yeah. No, dude, they floor it and they just blast turn one.
Yeah, yeah.
Just straight into a tree. Yeah.
Off the thing. What was that joke again?
We want to do a sweeper. Gladys. Clyde, you done blown the sweeper. Come back.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, race boxing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Race wars.
Yeah, race wars, dude.
You heard it here first. Team G presents Race Wars.
What's up? We're teeing off today on the grid, and we've got an exciting race war for you.
I got a little car story to tell you, actually, but I'll tell you in the bonus.
Yeah.
But I do feel like you right now, because I'm actively having a conversation about a car with someone.
Ooh!
Throwing terms at me, and I don't really know what they're talking about.
Let's
so.
Go, baby. All right, tune into the bonus, folks. We're going to find out what Cody did this weekend. We're going to see what movie he almost went to see.
You can't say movie.
We're going to see what dinner he almost had. And things he almost... We're going to talk about things that Cody thought about doing. You're going to watch a guy get kicked in the balls.
There was a movie I almost watched on Friday.
we
put it on. Like, Sam and Nat were visiting, so we're like all sitting on the couch, and 2 minutes into it, I fall asleep, and I wake up an hour and a half later covered in sweat. The credits have just started rolling, and I was like taking one of those naps where you wake up and you're like, and it was like 68 degrees in the room. Somehow I'm covered in sweat.
Nice.
So I did almost see that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
Close.
All right, guys. As always, you can watch the bonus at teamgstudios.tv, and there's this one plus 200 other episodes. So
yep.
Join
Cody's
today.
In the show's feet. We'll see you there.
Show my feet.
This week on the Bone Zone.
Oh! Bro, that sounded like dropping groceries on concrete. Like a gang of dominatrix.
Fuck them up!
Get those little nuts.
I'm a little peaky boy.
Legendary eagle master, sir. I will peek.
Cool, and what are you?
I'm a little peaky boy, sir.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.